Back on Sportsline on WBAL, Brett Hollander here, and we're joined by Orioles closer Jim Johnson, who's actually joining us from Annapolis, Maryland. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing good, Brett. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How's the offseason treating you so far, Jim?
It's been going by pretty quick, you know. I mean, here we are already ready for FanFest, and, you know, I've been busy offseason, enjoying time with the family, and, you know, just, you know, looking forward also to the season at the same time.
Is there a point where you're actually ready to go back to the grind and to spring training, or is it hard to get to that point in the middle of the winter?
I think usually you're, once the first of the year hits is when you really kind of start anticipating getting back to baseball. You know, once the holidays are over and all that stuff, you're just kind of, you're ready to get back to work, and I think that's where it usually kind of sets in.
When do you really start your physical training to get ready for the season?
Well, I've been working out for a while now. I took a couple weeks off, went on a vacation, and then once I got back, I was pretty much in the gym pretty much 5 days a week working out, and have been doing so since, looking back at probably November. So pretty much took about, you know, 3-4 weeks off and started throwing not too long ago, and, you know, it just, you know, just get ready for a season, and looking forward to everything coming up.
Orioles right-hander and closer Jim Johnson with us here on WBAL. And, Jim, it's interesting. Last year in spring training, you were coming off really an injury, and it was interesting to watch your first few spring training outings and talking to you about it afterwards. I think, to use your quote, it was kind of like you were pitching underwater, and they didn't go. It wasn't a typical Jim Johnson outing. I know it's spring training, but were there ever concerns there that you would not be able to get back to the form we've grown so accustomed to here?
Yeah, I mean, really, by the time I got on the mound last year in spring training, I mean, there was really little margin for error. You know, you got to give credit to our whole training staff that got me to that point. And, you know, if I had a hiccup along the way, then I probably wouldn't have started the season on time with the team. But honestly, they did a great job, the coaching staff, the training staff, to get me to that point. And, you know, it just took time. It just took the repetition to get back out there. You know, with coming off the injury, a lot of the training we have, you know, we have some very sophisticated equipment that we use, and we use the pool a lot. And, you know, that term, like I said, I was like underwater. You know, maybe that's where I got waterlogged or something. You know, but you know, it took a lot of time, a lot more. And I'm not really a patient person when it comes to that kind of stuff. And, you know, it was funny too, is Alan Mills was helping us out in camp, and he watched like my first bullpen, and I was cussing up a storm at the back of the bullpen, and I barely even knew the guy. And the next day he thought there was something like seriously wrong with me. I was like, no, that's just me. I'm just impatient, you know? So he's like, man, that was your first time off the mound, relax. And you know, Millsy, he's an edgy guy when he wants to be. So
yeah,
you know, It was fun. It was a learning experience. Well, it wasn't fun, but it was a learning experience looking back on it. And, you know, I know I'm over that. So I'm looking forward to just having a normal routine in spring training and really get to work on certain things that I wanted to work on last year.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, that must be nice for you to feel really fresh and good going into spring training compared to last year, which was kind of a question mark, I guess, for you, maybe even the team. But you're coming off a year where you set a record for games personally for you, 71, that does not include the postseason, but nowhere near the amount of innings that you pitched the year before. So physically, where are you right now?
I'm ready. I mean, I feel exactly where I need to be at this point. You know, I haven't really gotten too much throwing in. I haven't been off a mound yet or anything like that. I'm kind of limiting myself as we get closer to spring training, and then I'll start getting off the mound a little bit. But I want to do most of my mound work while I'm in spring training, work with Rick Adair a little bit on some things that we've talked about, you know, over the last couple of years, not just last year, not just this offseason. There's been a couple of things that we've been exploring, and some of the other coaches in the system as well.
Serious question here, Jim. This is not a tongue-in-cheek question, but a 51-save season, club record, 93 wins, into the fifth game of a divisional series against the New York Yankees. Have things changed for you personally at all in the offseason? I know you go to Sarasota, you're in Annapolis right now. Just in general, have things changed for you personally at all?
Not really. I got an extra kid now. I mean, that's
a big difference.
Obviously, all the accomplishments that were made last year, it's, looking back on it, was very special. But, I'm not looking to, I'm not going to put a number on certain things going into next year. I'm just going to do what I know I'm supposed to do, and that's help the ball club win games anyway or whichever way it is that I do the best. And that's been kind of my goal the last several years. So, nothing really has changed. It's just, more and more people, if you're around town, they kind of know who you are or something like that. They might, ask you more questions about baseball or, it's part of the job. So it's fun. And there's a lot of genuine interest from some people, and you hear some good stories about people that, maybe over the last year have had a rough year, and they were excited because they knew Jim Johnson, or they were an Orioles fan from several years ago, and just listening to the ball games or watching them help them have a little bit of fun.
And Jim, I do have to bring this up. The Ravens did beat up on your G-men, but the good news is that really propelled the Ravens to where they are now. That game really did propel them, didn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, look at how the Giants, finished the season last year, and that got them to the Super Bowl. And, obviously I'm pulling hard for the Ravens, to get the job done. I mean, it's going to be exciting to see a rematch of the AFC Championship last year. So, that's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. I'm pulling for the boys, especially my boy Art Jones. And
same high school.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're excited. I mean, hopefully Baltimore has a lot to cheer about for sports for many years to come.
Yeah, we're in a very special era right now. There's no doubt about it. And we'll start the celebration all week, and then we'll be broadcasting live Saturday at FanFest at the Convention Center, and then, of course, all-day coverage of the Ravens right here on your flagship for both the Orioles and the Ravens, WBAL. Well, Jim, we'll see you on Saturday. Safe travels, and can't wait for FanFest.
All right, thanks a lot, Brett.
That's Jim Johnson, Orioles closer, and we're back with more next year on BAL.